This chazar zeichin is a bachi chazar shag v'yam yudim sechaz chulun daf pei beis. In fact, is a shechita when egla rufa really considered a shechita that's not effective in making the meat mutter and therefore not a shechita at all? The Mishnah says if the murderer was found before the calf was decapitated, the calf goes down and grazes in the herd, which means it's even mutter to be eaten. And if the Mishnah shlokshin and Rabbani said the inclusion of egla rufa among the list in our Mishnah is actually incorrect. In fact, we find the Rabbani said regarding the egla rufa becoming asur b'ano, I heard an answer regarding at what point it becomes asur b'ano, but I forgot what it is. But my colleagues have said it becomes asur when it enters the rocky valley. If so, he should have answered that Mishnah is talking about after it entered the rocky valley, and that's why it's aser. And if Tamara Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, said, we learned that it was Rish Lakish who said that the inclusion of Egla Ruf in our mission was a mistake. He did not say that in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Jack Maravashi asked, when we were in the yeshiva of Rav Papi, we asked that we have learned that Rish Lakish says that the birds of a Mitzrayim become aser Bahano from the time that they are taken and designated. We explained that he learned this from Gzeir Shav from Egla Ruf, which also becomes aser Bahano during his lifetime when it enters the Rocky Valley. If so, he should have answered that our mission is talking about after it entered the Rocky Valley, and that's why it's aser. And rather, it was Rav Chiya bar Abba, the name of Yechanan, who said that the inclusion of Egla Ruf in our Mishnah is a mistake. Zok the next Mishnah. If two people bought animals from a seller, one bought the mother, one bought the offspring, the one who made the purchase first may shech the animal first. However, if the second buyer shechted before the first buyer, he has gained the right to eat the meat. Zok Rav Yosef said our Mishnah concerns monetary law, not halacha of Isser. A Brisa says, if the second purchaser shechted before the first purchaser, he's considered to be a Zoriz and he gains. The Gemara explains he's a Zoriz in that he shechted without any chance to be over an Isser. And he has gained that he may eat the meat. Zok, the next mission, if someone shechted the mother animal and then shechted two of its offspring on that same day, he gets 80 malkas, two sets of 40. If he shechted two offspring and then shechted the mother, he only gets 40, one set. If he shechted the mother, the daughter, and the daughter's daughter, he gets 80 malkas, two sets of malkas. If he shechted the mother, then the granddaughter, and then the daughter, he gets one set, 40 malkas. So as the name of Rameyer says, in this case, he gets 80 malkas. Okay, all to be explained in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara, why would one get Malkus for shechting an offspring and then its mother? Pasuk says oisoi v'yaz benoi, not benoi v'oisoi. And from our Brisa says, we learn this from the words v'loise shchatu, written in the plural referring to two shechtem. The case would be where one person shechts a cow, another shechts his mother, and the third shechts his offspring, in which case the last two shechtem are chayiv. We see that one is chayiv in shechting the mother after the offspring. In fact, the Pasuk is needed to teach the basic isur of oisoi v'yaz benoi. Mar said the Pasuk could have said loise shchot, but instead says loise shchatu. That's needed to teach that even if it's not the same person who does both shkritas, the one who shechts the second animal is chayiv. And tomorrow to teach this, the pasuk could have said lo yishachetu. The animals may not be shechted. Since the pasuk said lo yishachetu, we can learn out both drushes. Mishnah said shochtov yes bas bita v'chulu. Fechmar Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, what's the reasoning for the view of sumchas? Is it because he holds that if someone eats two zeisim of chelim one period of unawareness, he's chayiv two chatois, and shechting one animal that makes him oiver voices benoi twice also makes him chayiv twice? And in truth, the Mishnah should have stated his view regarding other isurim, not just oiver benoi, but it did so to teach the extent of the rabbanon that even though the animals involved are two separate animals, the shaykh still only gets one set of malchus. Or maybe he holds that if someone eats two zeisim of chelim one period of unawareness, he's chayiv only one chatas, and oiver benoi is different because the two isurim come from two animals which are separate bodies. As some of you guys have said, Sumchas hold that if someone eats two zeisim of chaylev in one period of unawareness, he's chayev two chatois. We can prove this from a brayser. The brayser says if someone plants klayim, he gets malchus. Now this can't mean that he gets one set of malchus because that would be obvious. And also, what's meant by the double verbiage of klayim? Rather, it means that he gets two sets of malchus. Now this can't refer to where he was warned and planted klayim, and then was warned the second time and planted klayim again, because that's something that would be obvious based on a mishnah regarding a nazir who drinks wine twice each time after a warning. Rather, must be speaking of where he planted two plantings of klayim simultaneously after one warning, and the Brisa teaches that he gets two sets of malchus. Who does this follow? It can't be the Rabbanan who argue on simchus because they say it only one set of malchus. Even in our Mishnah regarding the Shoichet who was over the double Isaiah's Benoy, and even though the animals are two separate bodies, so certainly in the case of klayim, they would hold that he's only chayiv to one set of malchus. Rather, it must be that the Brisa follows simchus, and we therefore can prove that he holds that if someone eats two zeisim of chaylev in one period of unawareness, he's chayiv to chatois. Abai says, not a valid proof. The Brisa may follow the Rabbanan. And what the Brisa means to teach is that one is chayiv for two types of klayim, planting wheat with grapes and planting barley with grapes. This comes to exclude the view of Rabbi Yoshe, who says that one's only chayiv klayim if he plants wheat, barley, and grapes all together as one. Fleck the Gemara, maybe we can bring a proof from a mission. The mission says if someone ate a kezayis of Giran Nosher of the right side and a kezayis of Giran Nosher of the left side, he gets two sets of malchus. So Yehuda says he only gets one set. Now, what's the case of the Mishnah? It can't be where he ate one after getting a warning and then got a second warning and ate the other kezayis, because since Rabbi Yehuda is unsure which Giran Nosher is the one that's usher, each warning according to him would be Asura Sofik, which Rabbi Yehuda holds would not make one chayiv and malchus. Rather, it must be where both kezayis were eaten at once after a single warning. So who's the Tanakhama to hold these chayiv two sets of malchus? It can't be the Rabbanan who argues on simchus because they say there's only one set of makas, even in our Mishnah regarding the sheikhet who is over the double oisavas benoi, even though the animals are two separate bodies. So certainly in this case, they would hold he's only chayiv one set of makas. Rather, it must be that the brayse follows sumchus, and we therefore can prove that he holds that if someone eats two zaysim of chayiv in one period of unawareness, he's chayiv two chatois. Mara says, not a valid proof. The case may actually be where he ate each kezias after a separate warning. And the Tana holds, like the other version of Yehuda, which says that a warning given in Safek is a valid warning and can make one chayiv in Malkus. Chakmar may be coming a proof from a Bryce. The Bryce says, if someone ate two giranoshes from the right thighs of two different animals, he gets two sets of Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda says, he only gets one set of Malkus. Now, what's the case of the Bryce? If he ate them separately with a separate warning before each eating, why would Rabbi Yehuda say he only gets one set of Malkus? Rather, it must be, where he ate them simultaneously with only one warning before he ate them. So that must be the case. Who's the Tanakam who holds that he's chayiv two sets of Malkus? It can't be the Rabbanu Argan Simchus, because they say that there's only one set of Malkus, even in our mission regarding the Sheikh, who's over the double Oisev Benoi, even though the animals are two separate bodies. So certainly in this case, they would hold he's only chayiv to one set of Malkus. Rather, it must be that the Brisa follows Simchus, and we therefore can prove that he holds that if someone eats two Zaysim of Chayiv in one period of unawareness, he's chayiv two Chatois. And for the more, it's not a valid proof. The case may actually be where he ate each Gira Noshe after a separate warning. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's only Chayiv one set of Malkus is because the case is that one of the Gira Noshes was less than a Kezias, and Rabbi Yehuda holds in a Braisa that there's no Chayiv Malkus for eating even an entire Gira Noshe that's less than a Kezias.